Hey everybody, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Irvin daf Tesvav. We actually stopped a little too early yesterday on Yudal and Rebbe's. The Mishnah had quote a machokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi in terms of how wide a lechi needs to be. Tanakama said it could be any width, a kol shehu, and Rabbi Yossi said it needs to be three tzvachim. At the end of the Amud, we had said, what's the halacha? And Rav had been quoted as saying the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and then someone asked him about that, and he said, I didn't say that. He said, oh, but you said it. So Rav said that Rav Yossi, you know, always has sound logic, but in terms of his opinions, so he took it back, meaning that maybe the halacha is like him. Okay, wasn't clear. So I'm four lines up here on Yadal and Mabez. Amar le Rav Abar Rav Chanan la Abaye. So Hilchas Samai, what's the halacha? Does a lechi need to be three tefachim wide, or can it be any amount? So Amar le Pukhazi my Amar Davar. Go see, he said to him, instead of answering, he said, go see what the nation does, what Am Yisrael have been nohig to do. Some people say that this is what that back and forth was taught by the following, that Hashosen Mayim Litzmo, that a totally different context, if someone drinks water because he's thirsty, Omer Shakol Niyabivara, says Shakol, Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Bori Nefashos Rabos V'chasronan, Al Komasha Barasa. They say Bori Nefashos for the bracha on water. Samalei Rav Chanan Labaye, Hilchos Amai, Rav Chanan said, Labaye, what's the halacha? Samalei, Puk Chazi, my Amad Davar, right? Go out and see what the nation does, and obviously, the minhag is to make Shakol first and Bori Nefashos afterwards. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't really resolve necessarily who the halacha is like. Okay, Tezvel Mamnalev. Itmar Usen. Lechi ha'omed me'ilav. A lechi that stands by itself. Again, to remember, always good to chazer it and nail it into your brain. A lechi is the side post, and a korah is on top of the mavui. Again, if you're fixing a mavui, so you can carry within it. So a lechi is a piece of wood, at least 10 tefachim high, on the side, maybe on both sides. That was also a discussion, either way. It's on the side, a korah is on top. So a lechi that's omed me'ilav, a lechi that's standing by itself. What does that mean? So Rashi says, top Rashi, shelo hukva sham l'shem tikun mavui. Right, it wasn't put there to fix the mavui. Right, it's not l'shma. It wasn't put there on purpose. Lo yizmiru l'kach. Right, maybe you have just a piece of wood that's kind of resting there, or it was part of a different structure, or as we'll see, maybe it's a tree or whatever. So what's the deal with that? So Abaye Amar Havi Lechi, Rava Amar Lo Havi Lechi. So Abaye says it's good, and Rava says it's no good. So Gemara says, Hei Chadalosam Chinan Aleh Me'etmol, in a scenario where they didn't rely on it yesterday, meaning that, as Rashi says, Shehaya Sham Lechi Acher, V'nafal B'Shabbos, in a case where you didn't need that piece of wood, right? Let's say you have a different lechi, and the real lechi falls down, but you have another piece of wood that's just kind of hanging out right next to it. So if you didn't rely on it on Erev Shabbos, meaning you didn't designate it as a lechi on Erev Shabbos, and it was just a piece of wood, then all of a sudden on Shabbos you need that lechi, so then kuli amalo pligi de lo havi lechi. Everybody agrees that's no good. Ki pligi hechid is hamchim alem etmol. The question is, when they did decide to use it as a lechi, even though it wasn't installed to be a lechi, they saw the wood there, they said, you know what, we'll use this as a lechi before Shabbos. So the question is, that's the machlokas, Abaye Amar Havi Lechi, Tasam Chinan Alam Etmol, and Rava Amar Lo Havi Lechi, came into Meikar, Lava Daite, Dehachi Avide, Lo Havi Lechi. And again, the same idea, the same machlokas, that Abaye says that it is good, because since you designated it by an Erev Shabbos, that's fine. Rava says, no, since it wasn't initially established to be a lechi, so then it is no good. So Gemara says, "Kasako daitach." We thought originally we had a havamina to say that the same machlokas that Abaye and Rava have by a lechi, they also have by a mechitza. That anything meaning that you need to set up if you're going to set up a mechitza to close off, let's say a rishus hayachid, for example. So that needs to be set up on purpose and can't just be, oh, these walls were there, or these natural boundaries were there, so therefore we're going to use it. No, it has to have been initially set up, or meaning, and that's the machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Abaye says you don't need to do this, and Abaye and Rava would say that you do need to initially set up the machitza. So the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of proofs, and in the end say, no, it's not actually the same machlokas, but let's go through the proofs either way. Right, let's prove one way or another. So Tashma, I'll bring in a proof. Let's say you make a sukkah between the trees. V'ulanos de faroslo, and the tree trunks are the walls of your sukkah. I guess it's very sparse trees because, you know, the branches and the leaves will possel any schach. But okay, let's say you have some very bare trees. Okay, it's the winter or whatever, and you use the trees as the walls. So kshera, so that works. So that seems to say that obviously trees weren't planted to be mechitzos for your sukkah. Again, mechitza can be a mechitza in any realm of halacha. So apparently that proves a bias shita that you don't actually need the mechitzos to have been there originally for the purpose of a mechitza. So Gemara says, no. How can my skin and shenata mitchila lekach? No, right? The case is, right, the way for Rava to get out of it is no, that the trees were actually planted for that purpose. The Gemara says, yachi pshita. Well, if that's true, obviously, you can use ran trees growing to be walls in your mechitza, especially if you planted them to be the walls of the sukkah. So Gemara says, ma'at tema, you might have thought, ligzor dilma asu leishtamushe v'ilon. Maybe you might have thought that we should make a gzeira because you may come to use a tree. There's a gzeira that you're not allowed to use a tree. I'm concerned that you'll go up and you'll break off a branch on Yontif. Oh, you can't go into a treehouse, can't use any part of a tree. So you might have thought that maybe you're not allowed to use these trees that you planted as the walls as your sukkah because we have a general gzeira against using trees. Sukkah mashmalan, it is. That's the Bryce is teaching us that it is mutter. Okay, so there's no proof either way. Tashma, bring another proof. Hayasham ilan, o gader, o chitas hakanim. If you have a tree, or a fence, or a reed mat, what's the case over there? That is Pase Biros. One second, sorry. Yeah, Pase Biros. Meaning, if you have, again, if you remember that what we said, the case of Pase Biros, we're going to see in the second perek, if you have a well in the Rishus Rabim, so you're allowed to put these little L-shaped corners, one arm along each, not well-shaped corners. You're allowed to put these little mechitzos that are L-shaped in four corners, at least 13 and a third, according to one opinion, almost away from each other, and that will close off the area to allow your animal to drink. So the Mishnah says, or the Brisa says rather, that if there was a tree or a fence or a reed mat, so then nidon mishum diyuma, that counts as the corner of one of the four corners that you need around this well. So that seems, again, that wasn't put there for mechitza. That's just there, right? You have a tree; it's just standing there. So it says hachanami, so too over here. But mayaskinan shalasim itchilu lekach. So you have the same answer that no, it was actually planted for that reason. So yachi ma'kamash malan. Well, if that's true, why are you telling me that? Obviously, if you put it there to be one of the diumas, one of the corners, so then it should be fine. The case that you need to teach me is the reed mat. Because kana pachas mishlosh tzvachim, if it has reeds that are spaced out less than three tzvachim, for lavud, could be in Abaye midirabba. Like Abaye asked Rabba. That's what we're going to see in the second parak, that Abaye asked Rabba whether this reed mat would count as a diumad, and the answer is yes. So therefore, that's, again, it's no proof because that was originally planted Meikara. And again, we want to say that the machlokas by a case where something was not planted originally, that's a machlokas by an Rava. Well, if the case is where it was planted for that purpose or it was set up for that purpose, that's not going to prove our case at all. Tashma, another proof. Ilan hamasich al haaretz. If you have a tree that is an ohel over the ground, and the case over here is, right, Rashi says it, if you look at Masich, nofo notes samach la'aretz. Its branches kind of droop down to the ground, right? So a willow tree, for example. A lot of willow trees on the drive from Kew Gardens Hills to Forest Hills, for example. Willow trees. So you have a willow tree, right? It's very droopy. So let's say you have the branches that go all the way down to the ground, and you have the tree that makes like an ohel. So, but it also makes kind of like a mechitza. If the branches are not three tefachim off the ground, right, meaning there's lavud there, then metatel and tachtav, you can carry underneath it because it's considered partitions and you can carry underneath the tree. So we see that, obviously, the tree's branches are not for mechitza, so you see that's a case that would prove a bias shita. So, Chanan basically says again, b'mayaskinan shenatu mitchilu l'kach, that's the purpose it was planted for. Yachi l'tata b'kula, the kulo, but if that's true, why can't you carry in all of it? Alama Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Why did Rav Huna say, the son of Rav Yeshua say, Eimitatam Lebo Ela Beis HaSayim, that you can only carry underneath if it's too base sub, right? If it was planted for that purpose, why should there be any limitation on it? Right, I guess if you look at Rashi over here, it was, this is, let's see, what's, one second. Okay, so Rashi says over here, Ein Miteltelin Bo. So he explains that if you have a some sort of lousy enclosure, so the Chachamim, right, meaning in terms of Rishus HaYachid, you can carry as much as you want if you have proper partitions. But if for whatever reason there's a lousy partition, and this would qualify, Chazal set the amount you can carry inside of this lousy partition as two base sah. So if you're telling me that you planted the tree for that purpose of having mechitzas around that area, that could be a very big tree, so why can you only carry within two base sah? Should be a perfectly good mechitza and carry within all of it. So Gemara says, Mishum dehave dira shetashmisha la'avir. Because it's a dira, it's considered, it has the status of, literally means a house that's used for its air. But that doesn't mean that. It means, if you look at Rashi, dira zu, and like three lines in, dira zu eno osu letzorech tocha el letzorech avir shechutola. The purpose of the dwelling is not for the inside of the dwelling, it's for the outside of the dwelling. And he says, for example, if you have a watchman, or a field guard, or a shepherd, or something guard, like a guard post. So the purpose of the guard post, right, the little guard hut, it's not so the guy can get comfortable and live in there. It's so he can stay out of the sun, but really and be watchful on the area around him. So too over here, we have this little, not little, but the tree that has the branches hanging down, it has a status of Adira Shet Tashmisha La'avir. The purpose is not for inside the branches, but for outside the branches. It has a status of this little guard house, whatever thing, that again, you're really using it just to stay out of the sun and really to watch the surrounding area. So therefore, it would be limited. That type of case, that type of enclosure or house is limited to base sosign. Okay, so again, no proof for our case. Tashma with another brisa. Shavas betel shugavoa asara. We had this a couple times before, that a person has 2,000 amos from wherever he is shavas, or wherever he rests, wherever he sets up residence on Shavas. So let's say that was on a tel shugavoa asara. If it was 10 tfachim tall, a tel, a little mound. That was 10 tfachim tall. Vu me arba amos ve'arbe sasayim. And it was also between 4 amos wide, or square, rather, and 2 base sa'a, meaning it didn't necessarily have to be a mound, it could have been a platform that was 2 base sa'a long, okay, whatever, or an indent, an incline on the ground. V'chein b'neka, and so too by a cave, shu amoka sara, that's 10 tfachim deep, v'umei arba amos v'ad base sa'im, it's also either between 4 amos and a base sa'im wide, or, and this is probably the more important thing, I guess all of them are shaykh, that let's say you're making your residence, your shavas, in a field, and you have grain, stalks of grain all over, right, surrounding you. If you can imagine, like, you're in a little field, you have a clearing of it, like a circle, and you have tall grains all over the place. So, mahalach es kulo v'chutza la'alpayim ama. So there, you get 2,000 amos from that place where you are. Again, because it's enclosed. Meaning you can go through the entire enclosed area, and then you have 2,000 amos extra. Meaning if you're in a field, yeah, and you're enclosed by, you know, I guess wheat all over the place. So then you get the entire enclosure, the entire area that's inside the wheat stalks. And then you also get 2,000 amos outside of it. So obviously the tail, the mound, and the cave, and the wheat stalks, they're not there for your mechitza pleasure. They're not there to be a mechitza. Right? So, and apparently you see that they are good to be a mechitza. So that would seem to prove a bias shita. If you tell me over here, if you tell me that so too, You know, over here, they were, in the same way we answered before, that really they were planted for that reason. So, bishlam akam alachai, from the Seder, fine. By the case of when you're in a field and you're surrounded by grains, so that could be planted theoretically for that purpose. But elatel, veneka, but a little mound, or some sort of cave, some aikilamemar, obviously, that's what are you talking about? You can't tell me that that was actually made for that purpose. So, Allah, the Gemara says, you're right, I'll take it back. Really, there is no machlokes rav and abai by mechitza. Everybody agrees that even a mechitza that was made not for the purposes of being a mechitza is considered to be a mechitza. Kipligi b'alechi, and the only machlokes is by alechi. Okay, so now that we established that, let's understand the machlokes. Abai the tamei, abai agrees with himself, t'amar lechi mishum mechitza. Because he holds that a lechi is for a mechitza, right? And as we just said, a mechitza asuyme eleha, havi mechitza, right? A mechitza is made by himself, right? Without being planted or set up specifically to be a mechitza, that counts, that's fine. So therefore, a lechi also has that property. For Rava the Tamei, damar lechi mishum hacker. Right? Rava says a lechi is a hacker, and he, avida biadayim havi hacker, vila alo havi hacker. And therefore, to make something that's a hacker, that's a reminder, that needs to be man-made. That needs to be set up specifically for that purpose. And therefore, he requires a lechi to be set up for the purpose of being a lechi. So, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Let's try and prove. I'm not sure. Let's see what it says. Avnei gader, hayotzos ben agader. Let's say you have stones in a wall that protrude, that come out of the wall. Muvdalos zum zu pagos mishlosha, and they're separated by each other by less than three tzvachim. Ein tzorach lechi acher. That's not. You don't need another lechi because if you can imagine, right, you have a wall, and let's say maybe some bricks are sticking out of it, and they're three tzvachim within each other, so that counts as a lechi because you know you say lavud, and it's all considered to be one big lechi. But shlosha, but if they're three tzvachim wide, right, from each other, so then tzorach lechi acher, then you need another lechi. But again, that seems to prove a bias shita. So, again, we'll just say, no, that's how the wall was built. It was so it could set up a lechi. That was to be the purpose. So, Gemara says, Yehachim Shita. Well, that case is obvious. So, my detema, Lamesar Binaya Huda Avida. You might have thought that, no, that he extended these bricks to kind of prep for another wall, another Binaya, another building. Not building, but building the verb, like another binyan. No, that's also no good, right? He basically, you might have thought it was a prep to put another wall there, and that was the purpose, not a lechi. So it looks so. The Bryce has to teach us that no, it is in fact a good lechi. So Toshma, another proof. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Kosel Shetzido Echa Konus Mechavero. If you have a wall that is a little bit, I guess it doesn't line up with the wall it runs perpendicular to. I mean, it's extended a little bit, or I guess it's, what's the word? Maybe indented a little bit, okay? Regardless of whether you can see it on the inside or not see it on the outside, or see it on the outside, not see it on the inside, regardless, it's fine, right? If the perpendicular wall leaving the Mavui is set off from the other wall of the Mavui, again, that seems to confirm a Baye. The Gemara says, "Hachanami shaso mitchilu lekach." So, two Rav will give the same answer. No, that's how it was designed on purpose. Yachim my kamash malan. Again, same shaka vataria. If that's true, what are you teaching me? Obviously, it's good. So, kamash malan niru because of shomim bifnim nido mishum lechi. That you could paskin that if you see the lechi on the outside, but you can't see it on the inside, so that still is a good lechi. So, Toshma, another proof. Derav Haviyasev Bahumavua, Rav was once sitting in Mavuiv, Haviyasev Rav Huna Kameh, with Rav Huna. So Amalei the Shame, so Rav says to his servant, Zil Isi Le Kuzu Demaya, go bring me some water, a bucket of water, but a cup of water, a pitcher of water. So Ad Asa Nafa Lechya, and by the time the servant came back, the Lechi fell. So Achle Le Biyade Kama Duchte, and Rav told his, gestured to his servant, not to move, meaning to put the, he could move, but he could put the barrel, whatever it was of water that he took, right, put it down, do not carry it, because the lechi fell. So Rav Huna pointed at the entrance to the Mabui and said, what, you don't rely on that palm tree over there? So Amar, Rav said back to him, Dummy hay merabanan kemanda lo pershi inish l'shmaitse. It's very harsh. He said, this guy looks like he's in someone who never learned the Torah, never learned the halacha. Mistam chinen alem etmol, right? Did we decide to use this tree yesterday? Were we somech on it yesterday? So the Gemara says, and implying that time of the Lusam Chinan, the only reason that the tree standing next to the Mavoi would be no good is because they didn't have intention on Friday to use it as a lechi. But Hasam Chinan hachi avi lechi. But if they did, then it would work. And obviously, the tree was not planted there for that purpose. So the Gemara says, Lema abayi v'ravi the Lusam Chinan la pligi Hasam bar Hasam Chinan ala avi lechi. Should we say that machlokes between Rabbi and Rava is when it's not, you're not Somech on Erev Shabbos, but if you were Somech on Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees that it would be a good lechi. So lo sagadai techsosikum, no. Tahu barka dahava bei barachavu, dahava pligi bei abai varava kule shenayu. Because there was some sort of barka, it's like a porch of the house of barachavu, where Abai and Rava had a machlokas their entire lives. Abai thought it was a lechi, and Rava said it didn't. Meaning, it was even in a case, and again, the mistake that he wanted to use a pole of the porch as a lechi for Shabbos. Obviously, they had intention to do that before Shabbos, but they still had, Abai and Rava still had the machlokas. So even though it was already designated an Erev Shabbos, it wasn't built for that purpose. Yet, you see, Abai and Rava had their machlokas, so therefore, they must argue in a case, even if it was designated as a lechi on Erev Shabbos. Okay. If that ran circles around your brain, so a new topic. Vakol osin lechayim. You can make a lechi out of anything. Afilu badavar sheyesh bo lechayim. Even something that's alive. For Rabbi Meir, Oser Rabbi Meir says, no, you cannot use an animal as a lechi. And we'll see why. Mitame mishum golel. Oh, and an animal is also mitame if it's a golel. What's a golel? So Rashi said, a golel. A golel is a tomb cover, or a cover of a grave. If you look at Rashi over here, the last Rashi on the daf, im aso golel lakever. If you use an animal as a cover for a tomb or a grave, Metame la'olam ba'ohelham kemes atzmo. It is metame, even if it's in an ohel, meaning it's considered to be as if the animal is like the mace. Afilu nital misham, even if it's not there anymore. And in quotes of Gemara and Chulin. Okay, so apparently an animal is also able to become mekabel tuma and be a living, walking tuma generating item if you put it as the cover of a kever. Rabbi Meir Matar, but Rabbi Meir again says that is not true, and we'll see that. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara will talk about it. Basically, Rabbi Meir disagrees with this whole concept of being able to use animals. Again, animals stand on their own, but only because they're alive. So Rabbi Meir doesn't like that. If I'm not mistaken, right? Oh, sorry. Probably should have read Rashi, the top Rashi. That a machitza that is standing upright because of the fact that it's alive, that's a Gemara we'll get to in Sukkah, but Rabbi Meir will hold that is not considered a valid machitza. It needs to be standing on its own right and not because the fact that it's alive is allowing it to stay upright. Okay. V'kosar alav gite nashim, and you are allowed to write a get on an animal. Weird, but okay. For Rabbi Yosef Gluli, the posel Rabbi Yosef Gluli says it is no good. The Gemara is going to deal with it right away. Tanya with another by Sarah Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Meir says, "Kol davar sheyesh bo ruach chaim ein osim solo dofen l'sukkah v'lo lechi l'mavri v'lo pasim l'biros v'lo go l'kever." And Rabbi Meir says anything that's alive, you can't use it as a wall for a sukkah. You can't use it as a lechi. You can't use it as a pasim l'biros to mark off the well and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, the logo of Lekever, you can't use it to cover a grave. I.e., it is not going to become like the mace itself, right, if you cover a grave with it. Rabbi Yosef Gluli says you can't even use an animal to write a get on it. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yosef Gluli. So what's Rabbi Yosef Gluli's shita? Well, you can write a get on a dead animal. Why can't you write on a cloth? Certainly, we can write it again on a dead animal. What's the problem with a live animal? So the Tanya, we learned in Rabbi Yisrael. We learned in Rabbi Yisrael. So safer ain't law. Safer. The pasuk says safer krisus. You have to cut, write her, a person's wife, or chmal son, if you're getting divorced. So a safer krisus. What does that mean? Ainly el safer. That means tells me you can write it on cloth, on parchment, on a safer. I mean, neither Rabbi's called levar. How do you know you can write it on anything? So tamal lomer v'kos avla. You can write it for her. Mikol makom. Yosei Glili says that in anything can be written upon. So im kema tamal lomer safer. So therefore, why does the pasuk teach me safer? If you can write anything, you don't need to tell me you can write it in a book on parchment. Obviously, that's part of anything. So lo melacha to teach you ma sefer davar she'en bo ruach chaim ve'eino ochel af kol davar she'en bo ruach chaim ve'eino ochel. So too, right? You, just like a book is something that is not alive and doesn't eat and is not food, so too you can only use something that is not alive as something that is not food. That's the Tanakhama. That's the Tanakhama. No, that's fine. I mean, and that's Rabbi Yosei Glili's Shita, who says that you cannot write it on an animal that's alive. Right. Tanakhama of our Mishnah said you are allowed to write. That's why I got a little confused. Tanakhama of our Mishnah said that you are allowed to write and get on a living animal. Rabbi Yosei Glili said you're not. And this Brisa says that you learn from the Pasuk of Sefer to teach me that you have to write a get on something that is both not alive and not food. Okay. For Rabbanan Miksiv Basefer, what did Rabbanan do with that Pasuk? So they would tell you, no, Miksiv Basefer doesn't say you have to write it in a Sefer. So Sefer Ksiv, you write it, write a Sefer, write a book, not in a book. What is that implying? The Sefer is Dorn Ba'al Mahuda. So that's just telling me that you're just writing words. That's just not telling me anything about the thing you're writing on. It tells me that you're writing something, and you're writing the get, the text of the get, on something. But it's referring to the text of the get, not with the item that you're writing on. For Rabbanan, hi, v'kas of law, my darshi bay. Aye, so whether Rabbanan used the puzzle of v'kas of law, so homi ba'yalei, they need that to teach me that b'ksiva miskareshes, v'ina miskareshes b'kasef. That a woman can only be divorced with ksiva, with a get, and not with money. The beginning of Mesechus Kedushin teaches us you can marry a woman in three ways, kesef, shtar, and bia, but you can only divorce her with a get. So the pasuk of Vekasavla teaches me you can only use a get to divorce and not money. You might have thought to say, since there's a hekesh, there's a connection between yitzia, here that refers to divorce, and lahavaya, which refers to marriage. As the pasuk says, v'hayisa li'ishacher, that's haya, refers to marriage. V'yatza v'ha'isa li'ishacher, and yatza is leaves the father's rishos. But okay, either way, you have yitzia is divorce, and havaya is marriage. So ma'havaya v'kesef, just like you can ma'havaya v'kesef, just like you can marry with money. So af yitzia v'kesef, you might have thought that so too. You can divorce a woman with money. It's kamash malan. Therefore, the pasuk teaches us v'kasav la, you have to write her again. Rabbi Yosei Glili. So what does Rabbi Yosei Glili learn this from? Because he uses v'kas of law to teach me you can write again on anything. So nafgalei sefer krisus. He learns it from sefer krisus, a book of krisus. Krisus literally means excision, right? Karis is cutting someone off from Am Yisrael, Rachman al-Tlan. So same lashon, that's the same language of krisus, to cut off, to separate. Sefer korsa v'in davar achar korsa. Rabbi Yosei Glili learns that the pasuk says sefer krisus, and that means that the sefer is what is korsa, is what cuts her off from her husband, and vice versa, obviously, and nothing else. V'rabbanan ahay sefer krisus mi'bayalei. What did the Rabbanan use the drasha of sefer krisus for? So l'davar hakores b'no lebeina. That needs to be something, that the get needs to be something that separates the two of them. Meaning, excluding, as you'll see in a second, a get that is written with a condition that is never-ending. Like for the Gemara, I'll give you an example right now. Kidatayna, like we learned in the Braisa. Harezi kitech almanat shelo tishti yayin. Almanat shelo techli beisavich. This is your get if you never drink wine. Or if you never go to your father's house. Lo'olam, ever. So, ain't that krisus? That's not something that separates between the two of them, because you have to always fulfill the tanai for it to work. Yeah, we'll get to these more in depth with some in Masechta Gittin. But if you say kol shloshim yom, if you say as long as you don't go to your father for 30 days or you don't drink wine for 30 days, harizah krisus, that works because you have given something finite. You've given an observable action that can separate between the two of them. If you do this, if you do A, then there's a get. Well, if you don't drink wine for 30 days, that's something you can observe, and then you find out if they're divorced or not. Something that's never-ending and open-ended, that's no good. For Rabbi Yosef Glili Nafkalei, mi karis krisos. Rabbi Yosef Glili learns this halacha from the fact that it could have said sefer karis. Why does it say sefer krisos? To teach me that it needs to be something that cuts the two of them off completely. It has to be something that's, you know, legit and observable. The Rabbanan, karis krisos lo darshi, and the Rabbanan simply do not learn that as there any difference between karis and krisos, and that's how the back and forth between the drashas of Rabbi Yosef Glili and the Chachamim ends. Okay, new Mishnah. Shayara shechonsa v'vika. Let's say you have a caravan, a shayara is like a traveling party, that would stop to lodge, let's say for its frum, so they stop on Shabbos, they stop in a valley. V'kifu klei behema. And they put as like a perimeter all their utensils, all their items that they use for steering and taking care of their animals. So metaltel masoka uvavajay gadud gavoa asara tvachim. You can carry within that newly formed perimeter as long as you have 10 tvachim of height on these on the mechitza, the temporary mechitza that you just set up with all your kelim. What else do you need? Velo yu pritzos yisiras al abinyan. You also have to make sure that there's no the empty space is not more than the physical space. Meaning the mechitzas have to take up more than half of the surrounding area. Kol pirtza shuke eser amos muteres. If you have a break between mechitzos, so if it's as long as it's 10 amos or less, then it's fine. Mipnei shehi kepesach, because it's just like it's like an opening, it's like an entrance. Yeser mikan, but if it's more than 10 amos, then aser, then it messes up the entire enclosure. Okay, so let's do a little bit more here. It's Mario said, parutz ka'omed, let's say it's exactly even, it's 50-50. So what's the din? Rav Papa Amar Mutar, Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Amar Asu. Machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna, whether you can carry within it on Shabbos. Rav Papa Amar Mutar, Rav Papa says it's Mutar because Hachi Agmer Rechmana Lemoshe, because this is the halacha Lemoshe of Sinai that Moshe got from Akash Baruch Hu, Lo Tifrot Ruba, that you should not have a pirza. The empty space should not be the majority. I implying that if it's 50-50, then it's fine. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Amar Aser, he says it's Aser, because Hachi Agmer Rechmana Lemoshe, Gadud Ruba, or Gadur Ruba, sorry, that it has to be closed off more than half. Right, that was actually what Moshe learned, implying that it's 50-50, so then it is not good. It needs to be at least 51% closed off. Tanah with other Mishnah, let's bring our Mishnah to try and prove which Rav is right. The Mishnah had said, V'lo yehu pirtzos yiseres al binyan, you can use this temporary enclosure as long as you don't have the spaces bigger and more than the binyan, than the actual mechitzos. A high kub binyan mutter, implying that if it's exactly equal to the mechitzos, then it's fine. So Gemara says, lo, tema ha ke binyan mutter, ela ima in binyan yasar ala pirtza mutter. So don't take the implication of the Mishnah being that if it's exactly even, it's mutter. Rather, you should say that if the building, meaning the mechitzos, are bigger than the empty spaces, then it's mutter. Avo kibinyan, but if it's exactly 50-50, my, what's the din? Aser. Is it really aser? So, okay, if that's true, listen, lo yu prutsos kibinyan. Right, if that's true, why didn't you just say that? I mean, why did the Mishnah just say you can't have 50-50? Why, the Mishnah's language seems to really strongly imply, right, lo yu pirtzos yiseres al binyan, that you cannot have the empty space more than the mechitzos, but if it's 50-50, then it should be fine. Of course, it's kasha, you're right, in the Hanami, that seems to be a kasha, that's a good kasha, against Rav Huna Vrede Rav Yeshua, but it's not tiyufta for whatever reason, and it's only a kasha. Okay, one more quick proof. Tashma, I'll bring a proof. Ha-mekare sukaso b'shpudin o-baruchos amita. If you put on top of your sukkah for schach shpudin, which are metal spits or board posts from a bed, obviously, i.e. If the empty space is the same as they are, so then kosher. Now, obviously, you're putting kosher schach on top, but meaning if you have puzzle schach, but you have the space between them is exactly the same width. It's 50-50 of the open schach for the puzzle schach, then it's fine. So that seems to imply that 50-50 is good. So Achumayaskin, the Gemara says, no, Achumayaskin, what's the case? Kishin Nichlach the Yotze. When it's in and out, what does that mean? So that's basically that you have a lot of, meaning really the empty space between the Shpudim is bigger than the Shpudim. And a Shpud, if you took a single spit, it could go in and out of the space that's between the Shpudim. So really, that's a scenario where the space is more than the puzzle of schach, and therefore it's fine, because now you have a valid schach, right? That's more good schach than bad schach. As the Gemara says, well, actually, that's what I'm saying, so why don't you make it exact? Why don't you make it 50-50? So Rabbi Ami says, b'madif. The case is, in the Mishnah, is that the empty space is simply bigger than the spit, than the puzzle of schach. But even though theoretically it could be okay for it to be, it could be 50-50, but the Mishnah's case was that the empty space was bigger, and then, therefore you have no proof in terms of which way our machlokas will roll. Rav Amar, Rav Amar gives another answer, that in Mahayu Nesunin Erev, Nosno Shasi, Nosno Erev, that it wasn't actually puzzle schach, open space, puzzle schach, open space. The kosher schach was perpendicular with the non kosher schach. Shasin Erev is like the lines of a loom that goes up and down, up and down, up and down, with the threads of a loom. So it's just basically saying that you didn't lie the schach in the empty space across the same direction as the puzzle schach. You put the kosher schach across. And therefore, obviously, the amount of schach is going to be way more than the amount of puzzle schach. So therefore, that's going to be fine. And again, that has no proof, no bearing on our machlokas either way. When it's 50-50, again, the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. Okay, Shkar Kodol Rav Osai, we're going to go right there in the Heligah Shas tomorrow. Have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.